This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. On November 7th, CKTZ News reported about notices that were left on 57 boats in the Manson's Landing Provincial Park, also known as Clytosan. The notices were originally issued on October 17th. CKTZ spoke to Lisa Ferentinos, a local to Cortez, that received the notice on her kayak. Ferentinos commented on the notices.
When I went down to check my boat, there were stickers on pretty much every boat, dinghy, kayak, canoe, that is along the shoreline on the property of the park. I am concerned that there are a number of people that are summer residents, especially people that have water access only, that probably have boats pulled up on the beach that aren't going to be here within the month that was given to remove them. And I'm concerned that there was no attempt made to contact people during the summer when they would have been here. So I'm not sure how we can get the word out, hopefully on Tideline and on the radio station, but it does seem like there's going to be some problems if they take the boats that belong to people that are not here right now. A lot of us would like to work together with BC Parks and Hawkeye and Foci to come to some kind of rational agreement on how we can keep some boats down near the water. Like I mentioned, having a rack for canoes and kayaks that's in a place where there's not vegetation that gets damaged. Maybe there needs to be like a little sticker thing where BC Parks knows that this isn't an abandoned boat, that this is something that belongs to a resident of Cortez. But as far as dinghies go, I think there needs to be space for the people that are moored to be able to have their dinghies somewhere along the beach. And maybe we can construct something that's in an appropriate place and in an appropriate way that's not going to be damaging to the vegetation. And again, it's a good idea to get rid of the abandoned and derelict boats. And there are a lot of messes going on down there that need to be addressed. And I personally would like to help out to clean up the place. It's a public park. It should be kept in a nice way. And there's a lot of garbage along the beach. But we don't have a good contact at BC Parks. I'm working through a couple of different people to try to get the right person to speak to. So if anybody knows, please let me know. And hopefully we can get a conversation going about how we can all work together on this.
Ferentinos also wrote a letter on behalf of the community to Thomas Porsborg, whom is a recreational officer for BC Parks. When CKTZ News inquired with BC Parks and requested an interview, we received a response from David Karn, a representative for BC Parks from the Ministry of Environment. Karn was not willing to offer an interview to CKTZ, but he did offer a written statement. In that statement, which was issued on November 1st, Karn wrote, 57 boats in the area have been identified for removal. Lisa Ferentinos received a response from Thomas Porsborg following her letter to request more clarification and cooperation with the community. Porsborg responded via phone call, and Ferentinos reported in that phone call that there were only 15 boats that were actually intended to be removed in the coming weeks. CKTZ requested clarification from BC Parks, and David Karn did respond on November 9th. He wrote, BC Parks is taking a phased approach regarding the 57 boats that are currently being stored in the park. BC Parks would like to connect the boats with their owners so that we can learn more about how these boats are being used to inform our future management decisions. The first phase of this project will be focused on the approximately 15 boats identified as unseaworthy. BC Park will be marking the derelict boats to be removed with an additional removal sticker in the coming weeks. In the coming months, BC Parks will be connecting with the community, stakeholders, and First Nations to determine next steps. Information will be communicated through community engagement.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.